Desire and interest in your prayers tonight as we look into the Word of God. Yes. I have a message that the Spirit of the Lord gave to me to give to you. That message begins with, I love you. Yeah. I want you to know tonight that wherever you are in your walk with God, whatever you have been experiencing in your life, whatever you have been doing, whatever has been going on in the privacy of your home, whatever has been going on in your personal life, I want you to know tonight that God loves you. And He has a heart full of love for you individually. Scripture over in Jeremiah 31, very familiar passage in the third verse, says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." It is the desire of the Lord tonight, as He, I believe, in the Spirit tonight, as He looks on all of us, right where we are, He has a desire to just draw us in close to Himself. He has a desire just to bring us into a place of security, into a place of safety, and a place of comfort. We are living in a world tonight that the devil is vying hard for our souls. I'm seeing more and more and more where the devil is working in homes, in families, in individuals' lives. I believe tonight that the gates of hell have been opened up. And I believe that the forces of evil they're just spewing out because the devil knows that his time is short. But I also know this tonight, that to every individual that wants to make it victoriously to heaven, you can do it by the grace of God. Because there is a place of safety tonight. There is a place of safety close to where God is. And I believe as He looks on us tonight, saying, I'm drawing you with my love. I was touched this morning when Sister Bowman put a request in for her son. She said her desire was that the goodness of God would lead him to repentance. It wasn't just the fear of what if you don't get saved of going to hell. But there is a greater motivation than fear tonight. It is a motivation of love. And I will say that is why I am here tonight. It is because the Lord drew me with His love. And that's our prayer for all of the unsaved, is that the goodness of God would just follow them right where they are and draw them into that place of safety, into that place of comfort and strength. The voice of the Spirit is still talking to hearts. Do you believe that tonight? I know there have been some that said as time comes to an end that the Spirit will lift up off the face of the earth. But as long as there is time, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be talking and dealing to everybody that will listen. And the message tonight I've written on the board, hearken to the Spirit. Listen to what He's saying. There is a song, and I'd like us to, Brother Joseph, we could just sing just the verse. We don't need to even sing the chorus. But there is a song, the song says, Bright Anticipation, that there's a voice full of sweetness and love. It says it is cheering, does it not? It is cheering my spirit today. And I'd like us to sing that. And as we sing that song, I'd like us to listen. I'd like us to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. There's a voice full of sweetness, whichever verse that is. Sing that next verse where it said, when I look o'er the past. Yes, thank the Lord. When I look over the past tonight, and I look personally in my own life, it wasn't just when I got saved. That was the beginning. But it has been every step of the way, the Spirit of the Lord, when I got to the place, and you know, saints of God get to this place sometimes, when we say, Lord, I don't know how I can make another step in front of me. And the Spirit of the Lord came along, cheering my spirit. Cheering me along. Tell me you can make it. I'll strengthen you. I'll comfort you. I'll enable you. You know the Spirit of the Lord is cheering us on tonight. I know there's so much gloom and darkness in our world, but I thank God tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is still cheering us on. And you can make it tonight. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the things you're facing, the Spirit of the Lord will see you through. And then I look in the past and I don't see the Lord with His sword of judgment raised up, just ready to cut me off at any little mistake I made. You know what I see when I look in my past? I see the wide arms of the Lord. And I see how He held me. And I see the times that I stumbled and fell, and the Lord picked me up and He brushed me off and said, Michael, don't give up. Don't give up. You can make it. I can help you make it. You know, that's what the Lord, how He feels towards us tonight. Over in Jeremiah, going back to Jeremiah, in the 29th chapter, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Have you ever looked around and wondered what people thought about you? I came to the conclusion that I really probably don't want to know. And you know, because you can sometimes, you may feel accepted by people, and sometimes you may think, well, I kind of wonder how they're acting, what they're thinking. But tonight, the Lord wants you to know what He's thinking about you. Yes. Number one, He loves you tonight. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. The Lord loves you tonight. Hearken to the Spirit. Listen. And if you can just feel the Spirit of the Lord saying, I love you. I care about you. And then to know that He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. They're thoughts of peace. They're not of evil. For what purpose? To bring you to an expected end. Tonight, do you know, and we heard some about this last night. The Lord has a destination that He wants to get us to. But to get us from where we are tonight to the destination, to the expected end, it's going to take something. Yeah. We've heard a lot of it in this meeting, but one of the other key ingredients that we're going to need to listen, yes, hearken to the voice of the Spirit. We sing the song sometimes, Search Me, O God. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that song, but I've come to the conclusion that usually we know what the Lord's already talked to us about. Have you found that true too? Or is this just me? You find that, and it sounds, search me, O God, and we want to have that kind of a heart. Lord, I don't want anything in my life. And I've been there, Lord, I don't know of anything, but I want you to search me and show me if there's anything in my life. But I also find that many times we know things that the Spirit of the Lord, that still small voice, has been talking to us about. Place attitudes that we have, things maybe you've been involved in, where your affections are. And we know the Lord has been right there saying, this isn't good for you. This isn't healthy for you spiritually. There's a trap that the enemy has laid here. Do you know the Spirit of the Lord is not trying to make life miserable for us tonight? You young people, listening and obeying the voice of the Spirit is not going to take away the pleasure of life. Rather, it's going to bring you to an expected end. A place where there's real victory. I believe that the Lord wants to pour out a greater anointing and power on the church. I believe that tonight. I believe that the Lord wants to pour out greater anointing among us as a people. But it starts right here. In my life as an individual, I believe there are some people God wants to save. I still believe that. But it's going to take us opening up our heart and listening to the Spirit of the Lord. How many times I think about my own life. You want confession tonight? There have been things in my life that the Lord in His love showed me. And I responded by not turning my back on God, but shared before, there's a red light close to where we live on a road that you can go at least 60 miles an hour. And you have to really be watching, because when the light turns, you've either got to jam on the brake or press on the gas. And I remember when I first moved and I was going down the road, I found myself, not encouraging everybody to do this, I just closed my eyes so I wouldn't see red. It didn't change the fact that the light was red. Closing my eyes didn't change anything. Do you know tonight there have been times, I said confession, there have been times in my life when the Lord was just, Michael, this isn't good for you. It wasn't even an issue of sin, but this isn't good for you. And I didn't listen as quickly as what I should have. And the Lord came along again that, Michael, this isn't good for you. Because the Lord was looking. He wanted to bring me to a good place. He wanted to bring me to a place of greater victories, a place of greater power, a place of greater anointing. But to get to that place, we have to stop and hearken to the Lord and what He's saying. It takes acknowledging, because if you just say, Lord, I still love you and I'm serving you, but you don't stop and say, Lord, I acknowledge what you told me. Yes. You know, we try to teach our children, Lord, help us as parents. When you tell your children something and they just go on about their business, you always wonder, okay, do they understand or not? What our expectations are. And so as parents, we try to teach our children, when we tell you to do something, you stop and you make eye contact. You look and you acknowledge. Folks, we need to do that with God tonight. All of us, unsaved and saved alike, I want to encourage you to hearken to the Spirit. The Lord wants you to make it tonight. There are traps and dangers. I have seen the devil working in families as never before. But I know the Spirit of God is being faithful. I know the Lord is dealing with people. But you have to stop and listen. Yes. And say, Lord, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to acknowledge that, yes, Lord, I know you've dealt with me on that point. Tonight, the Lord wants you to get closer to Him. The Lord wants to bring you from where you are tonight to an expected end, a place of greater victory, a place of deliverance from things that may have you bound tonight. There's a place of deliverance in the Lord, but we're going to have to listen to the Spirit. Spirit of the Lord is still leading and convicting. Over in the 16th chapter of Luke, Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 7, Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Verse 13, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." Yes. It is a privilege tonight to hear the voice of the Spirit. It's a privilege tonight. It is a dangerous place to be if you do not hear the voice of the Spirit pricking your conscience, warning you this isn't good for you, letting you know that I have something better I'd like to bring you to, something better to give to you. Do you hear the Spirit of the Lord talking? What's He saying? What has the Lord been dealing with you? This is a very personal matter tonight. But are we listening? Are we hearkening, understanding the Lord wants to move us from where we are to a better place? Are you paying attention tonight? And people sometimes go along in lukewarmness, spiritual laziness, just going along in routine. Do you want greater power tonight? Do you know the Holy Spirit deals with specifics in our life?
Yes.
He deals with specifics. And sometimes people say, well, I'm not sure if it's the Holy Spirit. Or, you know, have you ever just had that vague discontent when you did certain things and you just didn't feel real close to God when you got finished with it? Do you know that's one of the ways the Holy Spirit talks to us? When you feel just conviction and you know that what's in my life is wrong and I know I'm not where I ought to be with the Lord, the Spirit tonight saying, would you listen? Would you listen, because I want to bring you to a place that you can have greater victory. And anything that the Holy Spirit puts His finger on in your life, if you will listen to Him and you'll obey Him and say yes, the result is that God's going to give you something better than what you have to give up. There's a lot of problems in people's marriages. Hear people saying, I don't know what to do. Are you listening to the Spirit? Brethren, husbands, you know what the Scripture teaches? Love your wives as what? As Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Putting the welfare of your wife above your own desires, above your own purposes, above your own selfish desires. And we say, I want my marriage to be better. Have you listened to what the Spirit's saying? And wives, likewise, have you listened? Have you said yes to the Lord? Things that you brought into your life tonight for all of us, things that you've been bringing into your life, things you've allowed your affections to go out to, and you can look around and say, well, their children are doing it, and that saint's doing it, and maybe that preacher's doing it or going there. That's not what this is about tonight. This is about the Lord having a desire and a plan for you to be victorious. The Lord wants you to be on fire for God. He wants you to be zealous. He wants you to be enjoying your salvation. But how can we enjoy our salvation when we are plagued with little things in our life that the Spirit of the Lord has come along and said, I have something better for you. I want to encourage you to listen tonight. Hearken to the Spirit of God and what He's saying. Many a person has lost their way by ignoring the voice of the Holy Spirit. Eternity is full tonight of people that have sat in these pews right where we are tonight. Eternity is full of people that have heard the gospel preached. The Holy Spirit came and dealt with them, but they didn't listen. They just pushed it off. They ignored it. They closed their eyes. They stopped their ears. If God deals and we do not yield ourselves, folks, we are throwing away a valuable opportunity. It is a wonderful opportunity when the Spirit of the Lord comes, when the preacher's preaching, or you're driving down the road and the Lord comes and starts talking to you, and you feel that little prick, and it's like, and you're almost afraid to acknowledge it, because do you know when you acknowledge it, it brings accountability. Because see, when my children look and we made eye contact and they acknowledge they heard, now there's accountability. Now they can't go and say, well, I didn't understand or I didn't hear. But have we ever done that with God? We don't want to be just turn our back on God, but if I just keep going and things are going to be okay. And all the time the Lord's saying, Michael, I'm right here. Can you acknowledge that I told you that thing's not good for you spiritually? Will you acknowledge that I said that you're spending too much time doing these things over here? And you say, what are things? I don't know what your things are. I know what some of my things are. And I know the Spirit of the Lord deals with specifics. Are you listening tonight? Do you want to get to that expected end? Do you want to have greater victory tonight? There are many voices in the world in which we live, and they are getting louder and louder and louder. Folks, we need to stop our ears to people and things around us, what the world is saying, and we need to plug our ears and open up our heart to the Spirit and say, Lord, I want to follow you. The Spirit led unerring, the song says, to what? To the land I hold today. You know, it's not, I'm not here tonight, and I dare say most of you aren't either by following your own way. My way gets me in trouble, and your way will get you in trouble tonight. But if you will listen to the Spirit, He'll keep you out of traps that the devil has laid. Young people, spare yourself the heartache of sin tonight and listen when the Spirit of the Lord comes. And you say, well, it's not sin. And you get in these discussions with mom and dad about whether it's sin or not. That's not the point. The point is the Lord wants to get you to an expected end. The Lord wants to spare you some heartache and some grief. And are we willing to say, Lord, I'm going to listen because it's worth it tonight? Mom and dad, are you setting that kind of example for your family? Are we setting an example that we're being diligent to listen to the Spirit? And when we hear that voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Let's not turn to the left or to the right. Let's not deviate, but let's open up our hearts tonight and say, Lord, those things that you've been talking to me about, I am ready to say yes. I'm ready to acknowledge it. There are checkpoints that the Lord gives to us. The Spirit of the Lord comes along, and it's not just on New Year's. I believe we frequently need to just stop. I'm going to ask you to do that tonight. Can we just stop for a little bit? Do you know people get nervous when things get quiet? You know one of the reasons some people have to have something on in the car every single time they drive? It's because they're uncomfortable with what they start hearing. Folks, we need to give God time to talk to us. If we get quiet before the Lord, what has the Lord been talking to you about? Have there been things in your life that the Spirit of the Lord has been showing you, but you've just maybe not quite come to the place to acknowledge it tonight? Would you listen? The Spirit of the Lord loves you tonight. He wants you to make it. He wants to give you everything that you need that you can be successful in serving the Lord. I think about Jesus looking on Peter and saying, he asked a question. He said, lovest thou me more than these? Where's your love tonight? Has the Lord talked to you about some of your affections? What about your attitudes? Do you know how one of the litmus tests of attitude is when you start thinking everybody else is the problem? It's time to stop and say, Lord, what about my attitude? Do I really love like you want me to love? Have I really forgiven? Am I really putting you first in my life? Tonight, are you putting God first? Your attitudes, your love, your time, the things you've been reading, watching, places you've been going. This isn't about guilt trip. It's about the Lord saying, I love you, and I want to bring you to a good place. I want you to have victory. And sometimes we start struggling spiritually, and we don't have the victory. It's not that we backslid, but we just kind of going along. And usually when we stop, and hearken, listen. The Lord's going to start talking to us and showing us some things, maybe about ourselves that we didn't see, or maybe some things that we knew all along but that we just didn't quite want to acknowledge that that's me. Scripture in 1 Timothy 1. Let's turn and read in 1 Timothy in the first chapter, beginning with verse 19. It said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. The Spirit of the Lord dealt, but they didn't listen. And they ignored the voice of the Spirit of the Lord. This is where the Scripture also teaches us that some will have their conscience seared with a hot iron. It's where people go into deception. It's where people one time were sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. And today they will look you in the eye and say, I don't see anything wrong with it. It's because they didn't listen to the Spirit. Tonight, let's listen. Because deception and calluses don't happen overnight. It's a process of time. And folks, there's too many spiritual calluses tonight. And God cannot bless over it very well. And He's saying, would you listen tonight? He said, there's a great danger. I've prayed with people on their deathbed that had rejected the Spirit of the Lord so long that they just could not say yes at the very end. My spirit will not always strive with man. That's when God numbered the days of man. I'm not always going to strive. But it is a dangerous thing when the Spirit of the Lord comes and He shows you where you need to be. If there's sin in your life tonight, the Lord loves you. And He wants to bring you to a place of complete, total victory and peace and deliverance. And that you can have that tonight. To those that love the Lord, but you know there's areas in your life that maybe aren't quite what they ought to be. The Spirit of God wants to fine-tune us tonight. He wants to bring us into a closer, more intimate relationship with God. That we can be more connected. That nothing is separating us. So what do we do then? Don't reject the Lord. Don't deny the Lord. Because it's a dangerous thing when we tell the Lord no, or worse, we don't say anything and just close our eyes and keep going. What are you going to do if the Lord actually listens to you? What are you going to do when you don't feel the check of the Spirit anymore? Conviction is a wonderful thing tonight. I find security. There was a time in my life I had some real concerns about something. And the Lord had called me to the ministry. And I was like, Lord, I don't want this to happen in my life. And I said, how am I going to know? And the Lord said, just trust me. And I want to tell you, about 10, 12 years into my ministry, the Spirit of the Lord came. And He said, Michael, you remember you asked me. And He said, this is your warning. I was humbled before the Lord and I said, thank you. Because the Spirit of God was faithful. Amen. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be faithful to your soul. Tonight, what is the Spirit of God saying to you? If you don't know the Lord tonight, do you hear that call of the Spirit saying, it's time to come home. It's time to come home. It's time to quit putting me off. You love the Lord tonight and you're saved and you... I've been there. We're human, aren't we? The Lord wants to get us to a place of greater victory. Yes. And you know there's things the Lord's been dealing with you. Tonight is an opportunity that the Lord is giving us and saying, would you listen? And would you respond to my Spirit? Song says there's a line that is drawn. Yeah. By what? By rejecting the Lord. When the call of His Spirit is lost, I do not ever want to get in that place. We do not have to get in that place if we will respond to the voice of the Spirit. Is there anything tonight that you know that God is calling for in your life? Young people, parents, grandparents, what's the Lord calling for? Are you listening? Scripture says in closing, Isaiah 55, He said, "Seek ye the Lord." When? While He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. There is no better time to say yes to the Lord than when the Holy Spirit comes by our way and puts His finger on our life, knowing it's not going to make our life worse or more miserable, but it is the love of the Lord calling us to bring us to an expected end of greater victory. Hearken to the voice of the Spirit tonight.